Scott Hennessy, the president and CEO of Energy Alberta, joins us in his truck, to be honest with you. And Scott, I appreciate this. Thank you very much. You just made a presentation to Town Council here in Peace River. I guess the biggest question right now is, how are things going as far as preparation for the project is concerned, the nuclear power project?
Yeah, everything's going well. We're moving along. There's been lots of Indigenous conversations. We've been working a lot with the Indigenous. We've been working through the IPDs. So last time we were kind of really here was in March, and we were still working on the initial project description. So that has been put in. We've gone through the first phase, which was the first 30 days of comment period on the initial project description. So I believe the summary of issues has been released. And the tailored impact guideline statements will be released shortly, if they haven't been released already. And then there's about five other documents for different provincial bodies and other things that are coming out. But everything's going good. There's a lot of work ahead of us, but this, you know, the sentiment's still good. People are excited. You know, there's lots of questions, and you know, some easy and some hard, and that's what we expect. We want the hard questions, and we want to get out here and talk to people so that they understand what we're doing.
You emphasize community engagement not only in the past with the surveys that came out with the in April and May regarding this project, but also the future. You said yourself you're going to be in Riverdays here in Peace River to possibly get some feedback. So far, what are the initial reactions that people are getting and people are giving to you thanks to this survey and thanks to the future word that's getting out?
Yeah, I think, you know, from our standpoint, it is very positive. I would say we're, you know, probably, you know, much higher ahead in the support that we're getting. The last, you know, the open house in March where we had over 350 people, there was, you know, the room was very positive. And they wanted to ask questions and they wanted to know more. And there was lots of people that, you know, were interested in how their companies can get involved, and parents who wondered what, you know, types of schooling and education their children should start looking at to be involved. And I think that the community as a whole was very supportive at that open house, and what we've been hearing through the questions and comments on our website as well. We've been following up with a lot of people that are asking good questions, but a lot of it is people not opposed to the project, just more interested in understanding what it really means.
Okay. Having the survey results now in everybody's in the people that need to have the possession of the results, where do we stand right now and where do we go from here?
Sorry, did we do a survey?
I think you're meaning the comment period.
Yeah, I believe yes.
Oh, so the initial period.
For
sorry.
The IPD.
Yeah.
So the initial comment period, we had, I think we had like 275 comments on that, and you know, the comment period is one to look at kind of acceptance, but the real purpose for it is for people to review the IPD and comment on whether or not they feel what we are looking at is adequate, or if they feel we may have missed something. You know, if there was an endangered species that wasn't listed in our IPD, someone could bring it to our attention then, or other things like that. There's lots of Indigenous groups that would like to see us work in different ways as we go through the process, and things like that. So on a whole, the summary of issues we feel is, you know, exactly what we were expecting it to be. So we're quite positive in the outcome.
That might be my confusion, in the sense that a survey that came out was going to the commissions.
Yeah, and so it wasn't really a survey. It was just a comment period, right? Yeah. So, and it was a comment period on our IPD. So it wasn't a is this, are you for it or against it?
Mm-hmm.
It was a comment period on whether they thought our IPD was done sufficiently. So things like the Alberta government were commenting on it, right? So we had, you know, wildlife organizations commenting on it. It wasn't necessarily a general public survey for the IPD.
Looking forward to the days ahead when things really start to sort of ramping up because, this is certainly the talk of the area, talk of the province, talk of the town, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too, and we're really excited, and we keep building our team and getting stronger every day for this project. So in the coming months and into the fall, you're going to see a lot more work happening, and we're going to be out here in the community being more and more part of the community and starting to become your neighbors and not just a corporation coming in here.
I appreciate your time. Scott Hennessy, President and CEO of Energy Alberta.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.